We're on the bottom of Yud-Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara said that the Pasuk, Lo Yisa Hashem Ponav Eilecha, one's talking about Aiveros Beinarim Lechadero, that's Lo Yisa Ponim. The Rebbe Hashem doesn't forgive you for things that you did against somebody else. And Yisa Hashem is Dvarim Shemeinarim Lemakum. Achibar Rabbi Akiva, Valinei, Rabbi Akiva taught differently. Kan Kodim Gzardin, Kan La'achar Gzardin. That the Rebbe Hashem will forgive you before the Gzardin, but once the Gzardin is, then Lo Yisa upon him. And where it says, so we said that before, we said that Tzaka helps even after the Gzardin. So where it says, Hachanami B'yachid U'Gzardin V'yachid. When won't the Rebbe Hashem forgive you after the Gzardin? It's going to have to be carried out one way or the other. That's only B'yachid. And where it says, U'Gzardin V'yachid Tanoihi. This inyan, that a Gzardin of a Yochid can't be overturned, is a Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, Hoya Rabbi Meir Omer, Shnaim Sha'olu Lamita, the Cholyan Shoda. Two people are sick, exactly the same sickness. The Chen Shnaim Sha'olu Lagardum, Lida. Two people were brought up to the Gardum to be judged. Gardum is the place where they judge people publicly and eventually hang them. The din and shavah, they both have the same exact din. Ze yored v'ze lo yored. This one got out of bed, in other words, he got well, and the other one died. Ze nitzel v'lo ze lo nitzel. This one escaped hanging, and the other one didn't. Mipnei ma ze yored v'ze lo yored. Ze nitzel v'lo ze lo nitzel. They were in the exact same situation. Ze hispal v'nen. Ze hispal v'lo nen. This one davened, and davened with kavana, and he was answered. And this one, Davin, without Kavana, wasn't answered. Mitnei mazeh nene v'zelo nene, zeh ha-mishpal tfila shleima. This one, Davin, a full tfila with Kavana. Nene, v'zelo ispal tfila shleima lo nene. This one didn't Davin a full tfila, he didn't Davin with Kavana, that's why he wasn't answered. Rabbi Lezer Omar, kan kodim gzardin, kan la'achar gzardin. No, they both Davin, they both could have Davin the exact same way. One was after the Gzardin was already given, the other one is before the Gzardin was given. Let's see, Rashi, they ask over here, L'chor of the Gzardin on human beings all the same day. It's all on Yom Kippur. How could it be before the Gzardin, after the Gzardin? So some say that it goes according to the Man Yomer, who says that we're judged every day. Not that the Gzardin of everybody is on Yom Kippur. Or that it happened during Aseres Mitzvah. And one of them was a Rosh HaGomer who had his Gzardin, or a Tzadik Gomer who had his Gzardin in Rosh Hashanah, and the other one was a Beinoni who didn't have his Gzardin yet till Yom Kippur. Okay. Rashi, Legardum, Beis Vad, Shedonib on the Poshis Lahariga. It's the public forum where they judge people, Dinei Nefoshos. The Dinam Shavah, Shneim Nisbisu al Dovarecha, they both have the same crime. Ze yored min amita, ze nitzel min avad. This one got out of bed. In other words, he got better, and the other one was saved. He didn't get hung. Tefila shleim on his kavan, yer kavana. Okay. Rav Yitzchak Omar, yofet sa'aka la'adam ben kodim gzardin, ben la'achar gzardin. Rav Yitzchak says that it helps to daven whether the gzardin already has been given or not. One second, la'achar gzardin. The tzibur. One second. Okay, Gzardin, the Tzibur. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said it doesn't make a difference. Tefillah helps even after the Gzardin. So this Machlokas Tanoim, whether a Gzardin of a Yochid is what's called affected or not. Now the Gemara says, it goes back to what we said before. We said a Gzardin of the Tzibur for sure is what's called a tefillah of a tzibur can break a gzardin of a tzibur. Where it says, a gzardin of a tzibur, mimikareya, the Rav Hashem tears up the gzardin of a tzibur, v'akosuv echad omer, kabsi miro alibeich, you should cleanse your heart from evil, uksiv ki im v'techabsi b'neser, v'tir b'loch boris, nechtem avonech lefona, even if you'll wash yourself good, it's not going to help, the aveir is already sealed. My love kan kodim gzardin, kan la'achar gzardin. Isn't one talking before the gzardin and one talking after the gzardin? Verse says, lo. Idi v'idi lacher gzardin. They're both talking after the gzardin. Below kasha. Kan b'gzardin sheyesh imo shvua. Kan b'gzardin sheyesh imo shvua. There's a kind of gzardin that can't be torn up, even for the tzibur. That's where there's a shvua together with the gzardin. Kid Rav Shmuel Varami, Dom Rav Shmuel Varami, V'amri lo, Om Rav Shmuel Varnachmeni, Om Rav Yonason, Menayin l'gzardin sheyesh imo shvua sheyno nikra. If the Rabbanu Shlom gave a gzardin and he gave a shvua means that it's unconditional. There's no hope. Shneamar lachein nishbati lebeis eli im yischaper oven beis eli bezevach uven mincha. Right, the Rabbanu Shlom made a shvua that it's impossible that the chait of the house of Eli, which is passed on from generation to generation, will be forgiven not with zevach and not with mincha. Karbanos won't take it away. Right. Where it says there are things that will take it away. Meaning that the gzardin means that there's a blemish. And there's a shvua. And this thing needs something to correct that blemish. The blemish is passed on for a generation. It can't go away with karbonos. So where it says, Omar Rava, bezevach uvemincha eino mischaper, ava mischaper betorah. Right? Abaye Omar, mizevach uvemincha eino mischaper, ava mischaper betorah uvegemilus chasodim. Either one. That's what they learn. Either Torah or gemilus chasodim. And the Rava holds that it only goes away with Torah. Meaning that we're not talking here about Slicha. These people didn't actually do the Aveira. They don't need Slicha. But there's a blemish. You need Kapara. Kapara is something that mitigates the effect of the Aveira. Right? And therefore, Kapara can be gotten even sometimes without Tshuva. You can mitigate the effect of the Aveira even sometimes without Tshuva. And sometimes you don't need Tshuva. You didn't do anything wrong. Except you need some effect to mitigate the blemish of the Aveira. The sin of the Aveira, you did something against the Rabbanu Shel Olam, right, and that you need to be forgiven. Forgiveness is only with tshuva. Okay, except according to, what's it here? Forgiveness is only with tshuva, right, that you're forgiven for the Aveira. But that you can affect the and mitigate the effect of the Aveira, that can happen sometimes even without tshuva. And that can happen, what's it called? That can be even where you don't even need tshuva. You didn't do anything wrong. It's a blemish that's passed on in the family, like over here from Beis Eli. Then you need things that will mitigate the effect of the Aveira, even though you didn't do any Aveira. Rav of Abaye mid the Beis Eli ka'asu. Tosus Rashi both say that it's Rav over here, not Rava. Rava and Abaye came from Beis Eli. They were Kohanim. Rava was not a Kohen. But it could be that Rava also came, according to the Girsa of Rava, that he came from Beis Eli through his mother. Rava da Osik b'Torah Choya Arboim Shnim. Rava, who was Osik b'Torah, lived 40 years. Most of the people who came from Beis Eli, because of this Gzar Din on them, this Klala, they died young people, 18 years old. He lived to be 40. Abaya is double the lifespan of Beis Eli. Abaya da Osik b'Torah Gmilas Chasodim Choya Shisin Shona. But Abaye was Osik in Torah and Gemilas Chasodim. He had both things that were effective. He lived 60 years. Rashi. Abaye v'Rova, mid the Beis Eli, also kach shomati. Uveshchit eschul in Perek Hazroa Ashkon, the Rova lav koinu. I heard a gear so that it's Abaye and Rova came from Beis Eli. But in Chulin, it says v'Theirish that Rova wasn't a koin. Vishema imo be Beis Eli Hoysa. Maybe his mother came from Beis Eli, so he was a descendant of Beis Eli, but not through the father. The Yesh Gorsim Rabba Vabayu, Mefarshi Leba Rabba Bar Nachmeni. And Rabba was a Kohen. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Mishpacha Achas Hoysa Birushalayim, Shoyu Meisehon Meisim B'nei Yud Cheshona. There was for a certain family that all the people in that family used to die 18 years old. And the reason was, because we're going to see, because they were from the Beis Eli, and the reason 18 is L'chuppah. And the chait of Beis Eli had to do with the fact that they delayed bringing the korbanos of Yoldos. They couldn't go back and live with their husband, and Torah and the Navi considered it as if they violated these women. So since it had to do with violating married women, it was the age of marriage that's when they were affected. At 18 years old. Bovo, Jewish Rabbi Yochanan Zakis. They told Rabbi Yochanan Zakis, it's a strange thing. This family, most of the people of the family die at 18. Omer lahem, shem mishpachas Eli atzeh. Maybe you descend from the family of Eli, and this is the curse, the gzardin, the shvua that the Rav Moshe made, that the people in mishpachas Eli won't live to be anoshim. A person becomes an ish at 18. That's when there's ish and isha. So the contrast between ish and isha is at 18. Deceive veivachol marvis beisecha yamusu anoshim. So lechuv ishku b'torah. Go and be osik in Torah, and that will mitigate the effect of the shvua of Beis Eli. Dichyu, and you'll be able to live longer. Holchu v'osku v'Torah v'choyu and echanami, prolong their lives. V'yukorin osu mishpachas Rav Yochanan shemo, and they call the name of the family, the mishpachas Rav Yochanan, on his name. See, from here, sometimes you can call people on the name of living people. Rashi? Don't Rashi. Omer of Shmuel bar Aninya, Mishmei Durav, Minayin l'gzardin shal tzibur she'enom nechtav. How do you know that the gzardin of a tzibur is never sealed? Where it says, eino nechtav? What do you mean it's never sealed? V'oksiv nechtam avonech, lefonai. That's sealed. And this is even by a tzibur. Ela afal gav she'nechtam nikra. Even though it's sealed, it could be torn up. Like we said before, that the gzardin of a tzibur without a shvua can be torn up. Shneamar Kashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. Who's like Klal Yisrael? Asher yesh lo Elohim krovim elav Kashem Elokeinu, who has God close to them like our God, that whenever we call to him, he answers. Whenever. Ivachsid dirshu Hashem b'himotzo. Call out to Hashem when he's found. Masher, there are times when he's found and times not. Here it says b'chol koreinu. Whenever you daven, he'll answer. Chosim b'yachir hocha b'tzibur. By a yachid, there's a time when the Rabban Hashem is found. And by a tzibur, it's all the time. B'yachid emas, so when is that time that the Rabban Hashem is to be found, that a yachid has the same din as a tzibur? Omar Rabba Baravua, Elu Asor Yom Hashemin Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. That's Aser Shimei Tshuva. Aser Shimei Tshuva, a yachid has the same din as a tzibur. Vayihi Kaser Sayomim, Vayigo Hashem is novel. Asor Yomi Maya Vidatayu says that the Rabban Hashem gave Novel 10 days, and then he killed him after he refused to help David, and that's when Avigail came to daven for her husband. So in any case, he gave him 10 days. Maya, what's these 10 days? Omer Rav Yehuda Marav Keneged Asor Legimo Shenosin Novel Avdei David. 10 of David's servants came to beg Novel to give them provisions, and he refused. But he gave them one suda. So 10 of them enjoyed from him a suda. So he had 10 days, until the Rabban Hashem killed him. He got a 10-day reprieve. Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Baravua Elu Asor Yom Shemin Rashon Yom Kippur. Either it was a hint to the Aseret Shemei Tshuva, or it actually happened during Aseret Shemei Tshuva. Rashi. The Yochid Emas Motzilo, when is the Rabban Hashem found and close even to a Yochid? Dichsid bihi Motzo, and then there's a din of a Tzibur. Keneged Asora Legimos Asora Avodim Sholach Lo David. David sent Novel 10 of his servants to beg for provisions. Kenaforish Bikra. The Nosim Lahem Sudachas, he gave one meal, so each one had one eating. Therefore he was given a reprieve for 10 days. Rav Nachman Omer Elu Asor Yomim Shehimpin LaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshu V'lo Shav. Either he gave him 10 days like Aseret Shemei Tshuva, or he gave him the Aseret Shemei Tshuva to do tshuva, and he didn't do tshuva. Okay. Rosh Hashanah Kol Boy Olam Over in Fonu Kedei Moron. They're going back to the Mishnah. Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah, all human beings pass before the Rabban Hashem Kivnei Moron. My kivnei moron. What is bnei moron? Hocha targimu kivnei imarnon. Bovel, they said it means like sheep. Right? The Rashi says like a shepherd counts his sheep to give off miser. Passes his sheep, and we say that in the Sanatokev. Kivakores roe edro, mavir tzono tachashivto. That's how we pass. Keitavir v'sispor. That's how everybody passes single file, one by one, before the Rabban Shalom. Reish lokesh omer kemalos beis moron. Or there's another gear, so Beit Choron. Like the steps going up the mountain pass by Beit Moron. There was a single file mountain pass, where that there was a road was very, very narrow, and only one person could be on a step at a time. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel kechayolo shel Beis David, like the soldiers in David HaMelech's army. That's how they pass by, they parade for review before the king, one by one. So the same idea, basically, that we pass single file, one by one, everybody scrutinized individually before the Rabban Shalom on Rosh Hashanah. And all the Darshanim give reasons why we need three different Mishalim. Most famous is Rav Yitzchak Blazer, who says that it's preferable for a person to go to Din early, before the Rabban Shalom gets angry at all the other people that are judged negatively. That's what it said. If a Melech goes, the Melech goes in first, Kodem Deleifush Haronah. So, therefore, it's better that a person get his din early. So, sometimes you can get early because of you like the tzon or whatever, in how much you prepare for the din. He has different ideas in each one of these things. Others say that the tzon is for Rishoyim passing by for the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the people climbing up the mountain pass are the Beinonim, right? And the Chayolos of Malchus, based off it, they're the Tzadikim. And I have my pshat that I say every year that there are all those pshatim that's each one represents a different din, how we're judged. We're judged like sheep. We're judged like people climbing. The Rebbeinu Shalom first judges us to see if we do mitzvahs and don't do mitzvahs, if we're healthy or not, like a shepherd judges his sheep. And then, even if you're doing mitzvahs, are you improving? Are you ascending or are you stagnating? That's the people climbing up. And even if you're doing mitzvahs and you're ascending, are you doing your special mission? Are you using your specific talents, abilities, and capabilities? That's like soldiers. Each one has their specific mission. And then the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Barchana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Kula Niskar and Beskira Achas. But in the end, they're all looked at with one look. And I always explain that to mean that we're judged twice. We're judged first as individuals on all these three levels, and then we're judged altogether how you fit into the tzibur. You may be a great individual sheep, but if you're not part of the flock, that's a problem. You may be a great climber, but if you don't care about the other people climbing up, that's also a problem. And you could be a great soldier, but if you don't work with teamwork with everybody else, also a problem. Okay, so we're judged twice on three levels, right? Or two levels on three different aspects. Okay. Rav Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Afanan Nomi Tanina Hayotzer Yachad Libon Hanevin Okol Maseim. The Rabban Shem created their hearts together, and he knows all their deeds. Mashma, that the Rabban Shem judges them all together. Maika Omar, Ilay Mahochi Komar, Dibarnu, Lekule Alma, Umiyachid Libayu Kadodi. The Rabban Shalom makes everybody's heart the same. Bahoka Chazinu Dulav Hochi. It's not true. People are different. Ela Lav Hochi Komar. Hayotze Roe Yachad Liban. Umevin Al Komasayim. The Rabban Shalom looks at all of them at one time and understands each of their deeds. So even though the Rabban Shalom judges us separately, each one passes by separately, after that, he looks at everybody together and understands each person's individual deeds as part of the klal. There's a klal mishpat and there's a yochid mishpat. Rashi. Rosh Hashanah kol bayolam kivnei imarno ki kvasim shemonin osom la'asran. Like kvasim that you count in order to take off ma'aser. The yotzin zachar zeba pesach cotton. You put them all through a little doorway. So you count each one separately, and then the tenth one, you count ten, and you paint it with a red paint to know that it's the Meiser. Shein Yecholim Lotzes Kefla. They can't go out of the Pesach at one time. They go out consecutively, and that's what Yisrael Blazer says. We pass before the Rabban Shem at different times. So it's preferable to be from the first ones, not from the last ones. Kemalos Beis Maron, Haderech Kotzer, Ve'en Shnayim Yecholim Leilech Zebet Sadzeh. It's a very narrow pass, and nobody can walk more than single file. Can't walk side by side. Sheha'emek amuk mishnei tzidei aderech. The valley, right, drops sharply on both sides of the road. So you can only walk on the narrow mountain pass. Hachi garsinan, and there's another gear, so Beit Choron. That was one of the battles of the Maccabees was in Beit Horon. They wanted to get the high ground, or came down from the mountain. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel, kechayolo shel Beis David, like the soldiers in David HaMelech's army. V'hoder Garsin and Omer Abba Barbarchan, kechayolo shel Beis David, ukevnei Moron, kevnei chayolo shel Melech, Moron Loshen Morus Va'adnus. Right, humarno de Malka, they say. The fear of the government. So that's Bnei Imarno is kehumarno. And the other one is Beit Moron, is what's it called? Kivnei Moron, like the people climbing up to Beit Moron. The Kacha Yumoni, Mosom Yotzim Zacharzeb, it says Mechamu. When they go out to war, so the king would, they would parade before the king for review, and he would count them one by one as they went out to war. The Kula Niskorim, the Alpha Pishovn Zacharzeb, even though they go one by one, single file, they're all glanced upon together. Afana nami tanina, the kula niskorim b'skira achas, midinosit tana didon, talmuda lemilse mehaikro, hayotzer yachadliv. Since the Mishnah mentioned this pasuk, you see, hayotzer yachadlivam, somehow the Rabbanu Shalom sees them all together. The libayu miyachid ki adodi, it can't mean that the Rabbanu Shalom creates all their hearts, and they're all the same. That everybody has the same desires and the same makeup and personality. It's not true. Hachi commerce. What does it mean? Hayotzer, the Rabbanu Shalom who created them, roe yachad libam. Hayotzer yachad libam. The Rabbanu Shalom who created them looks at all of them together as if they have, as if they're one person. The akrod le'el mineko mahader yishgiach kol yoshvei haaretz. Before that it says, HaMashgiach Kol Yoshvei Haaretz, HaYotzer Yachad Libam, is going on the Hashgacha. The Hashgacha of the Rabbanu Shel Olam sometimes sees them separately and sometimes sees them all at once. HaYotzer Osam Hishgiach Yachad Es Libam.